Onto a completely different kind of transportation, the MBTA. The T may get us to our destinations, maybe not as fast as we'd always like, but it is a place full of drama. Lovers spats, drunken celebrations, gossiping friends. And capturing that drama is the mission of Boston's Mill 6 Collaborative and its third annual T Plays. Here's how it works. Playwrights are randomly assigned an MBTA line, or in this case, this year, one of two bus lines. They're given a set of actors and a director. Playwrights then spend the day riding the T, and within 8 hours, they must produce a script. Radio Boston's Jessica Alpert tagged along this past Saturday with playwright Patrick Gaybridge.
My job is to ride the T and write an entire play. I met my cast last night, so I know I have two actresses, and I'm supposed to find some inspiration and write a play in the next few hours.
Playwright and novelist Patrick Gaybridge thinks he hit the jackpot. He was assigned the blue line and will spend the day observing and listening to MBTA writers.
Just love the stations.
So you have Bowdoin, Government Center, State, Aquarium, and then Maverick. I mean, who doesn't want to get off at Maverick? There's a chance that, you know, if you get off at these places that sound so wonderful, I mean, you just can never measure up to what you have in your mind.
Gaybridge and his fellow playwrights who are participating in Mill 6 Collaborative's T Plays must turn in their scripts by 6 p.m. Within 20 minutes of our ride, Gaybridge already has an idea.
It's likely to be two friends that are know each other really well. But I think one of them kind of has a reputation as kind of a wild woman. And I think it's probably going to take place early in the morning. So the wilder one is coming back from somewhere and meets up with her other friend, who's kind of a little quieter. And she's always giving her a hard time for not doing anything exciting. But I think the quieter one has just committed a crime and has a bag full of money. We'll see.
It's almost noon, and we're now at the end of the blue line. Just 6 more hours before Gaybridge has to turn in a completed script.
Wonderland, this is the last stop. Bus connections. No passengers, please.
So the blue line in each of its runs has always been the top vote getter.
That's John O'Brien, artistic director of Mill 6. This Boston production is based on the A-Train plays in New York. It's the third year Mill 6 has produced the Boston T Plays, and after every performance, the audience votes for its favorite play.
The Green Line has suffered a bit. I don't know if that's based on people's experiences on it.
In fact, last year's Blue Line play still lingers in Gaybridge's mind.
Last year's Blue Line play was by Rick Park, and it was about two gay dolphins on their way to the aquarium having a lover's spat. It's one of the funniest plays I've ever seen. So I can't write a gay dolphins play this year.
As Gaybridge and I head back to Government Center, he's looking for something in particular.
I'm trying to find young women we can eavesdrop on. Does that sound inappropriate to say?
We enter a blue line car at Wonderland and jackpot. Two women chatting. As we eavesdrop on the two young women, Gaybridge scribbles down a few notes. He rides the T for the rest of the afternoon, finishes his script while on the train, and is ready to present it to his actors and director by 6 p.m., just on time.
Where are we taking it from?
Let's take it from the people getting...
At rehearsal the next day, Gaybridge sits in the back of a Suffolk University classroom and observes his team at work. His original plot idea survives. The play is about two women, one reserved and one outgoing. The reserved one has a surprise in her purse, guns and a load of cash.
Jackie? What are you doing?
I was just kidding around.
Is this your bag?
No.
This is my bag, not yours. Mine. Don't touch my bag, understand?
I was just...
Mine. Do you understand?
10 minutes of scintillating secrets and passionate confrontations. It's definitely a drama. And of course, it's all inspired by the tea.
Why are you like this? Don't spill your messy life into mine. You're not my friend, okay?
Good. Let's try that again.
Radio Boston's Jessica Alpert. The T Plays will be performed at the Factory Theater at 8 p.m. today through Saturday, with two Sunday matinee performances at 1 and 4 p.m. To learn more about the T Plays and the Mill 6 Collaborative, and to watch a little video of playwright Patrick Gaybridge on the MBTA, visit our website, wbur.org/Boston. Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from The Angle at Boston.com. Our program is produced by Adam Ragusea, Jessica Alpert, and Dan Mazzi. Our interns are Megan Kane, Jake Mahoney, Talia Ralph, and Hugh Roberts. Our web reporter is Andrew Phelps. Tim Skog is our technical director. The senior producer of Radio Boston is Mark Navin. Iris Adler is our executive producer. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.